Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
'Twas the Sunday before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. They were all fixated as they could be on the speakers beside the internet. That's because it was time for the Indie Circuit Show, starring Mal. And I can't make that rhyme. Sorry, everyone, I was really trying for something good there, but I blew it in the end. Anyway, you got that right. It's the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, big show number 44, on the Sunday before Christmas. Yowza! The holiday seasons, they can be heaven or they can be hell, and they're usually on the other side. It's pretty tough. If you're a working stiff, such as myself, finding time for all the things that are pushing and pulling and needing to get done, you don't have enough hours in the day, you don't have enough money in the wallet, and you don't have enough energy in the gas tank. And I mean the car gas tank. I mean your, like, internal gas tank, you know? So, are you guys ready? Is it snowing? Do you have the lights hung on the palm trees out front of beautiful St. Pete yards? My God, I don't even have icicles hung up this year. Every year we hang up icicles on the house because it looks nice. Well, this year I'm waiting for the roofers to get the permits to put a new roof on. And there's soft spots on the roof. So let's just say your host, Mao, won't be hosting any indie circuit radio shows on his roof until that's replaced. Because I'll be falling through. And that's sad. So I drive up and I look at houses. There's not many, you know, there's not many decorations out around my neighborhood. I don't know, just some stuff seems to be, like, kind of going away. And I was going to put them up because I like the way it looks. It's a very festive. It's very pretty. And I just couldn't because of the roof, and didn't put up a tree because of the maniac cats. But I think I'm going to end up getting just something, a makeshift disposable tree that the many maniac kittens that I have can climb all over and destroy without any concerns. Oh well, what are you going to do? I wouldn't trade them for the world, so don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about the kittens. I am just sad because my house looks like the Grinch was through. There's not a single Christmas-looking thing to be found. But enough about my sad tale. Let's listen to some cool music. That's why you're here, right? Well, that and my wonderful musings. I kid. Here's some music.
Do you know what you're doing?
I have detailed files on human anatomy.
I bet. Makes you a more efficient killer, right?
Correct.
Ha ha. God rest ye merry, gentle men, with no sin you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior, us born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In this wheat and in his right, in this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed mount, at which his mother Mary did not intake in storm. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, from God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto the penchant it's brought, tidings of the same, how that in this medium was born Jesus, our Lord by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Till you dismay, remember Christ our Savior, was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
That gets you in the mood for some funky, funky, funky Christmas. That was our friend's 8-Bit Weapon. I bought the whole 8-Bit Weapon collection a while back, and they had it all for everything they've done for one price, and I snapped it up, and they said, "Why, surely, Mao, you can use our music," and I said, "Why, thank you." And in that wonderful treasure trove of music, I found me some Christmas stuff for now, for playing for now, for you guys. So I played for you Jingle Bells, Joy to the World, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and Deck the Halls. Joy to the World, remember that? What was that, Three Dog Night? Joy to the World. They won't let me there play their music. I didn't ask them. And they might be dead, but they probably wouldn't let me play their music anyway. And I'd be like, hey, let me play their music. And they'd be like, hey, money. And I'd be like, no, I don't have any money. And then they'll be like, well, then hit the roads. And I'll be like, well, that's sad. That's how that whole conversation would go in my head. I don't know how it would really go in real life. I don't even know if Three Dog Night does Joy to the World. See how this just snowballs out of control. So sad. Ah, yes. So that was, I really dig that music. It's really kind of fun and funny and different. And that's what I always try to bring to you guys each and every week. Different kinds of music. Hey, a couple things. Let the shilling begin. The couple of things I want to point out is that, first of all, you should go out and get the Radio St. Pete app, because then you can listen to us on the go. And who doesn't want to do that? Especially if you got to go. You know what I'm saying? And then also, you can check out some of my other things, podcast-wise. Nothing dirty. It's the holiday season. You can check out, go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find three awesome podcasts that I do. Well, I don't do all of them. First one is Slow Robot A Go Go. That's me and my friend Dr. Morbius talk about crazy music movies. And in fact, the last month and a half, we've been doing all Florida-based movies. Like, well, we'll do two movies in an episode, and one of them is usually one that was set in Florida, like Funhouse, or like you know, what was that? What was that David Carradine one we did? It was like Thunder and Lightning, you know, really crazy stuff. And then one of them is usually from the 80s. I pick that one. We each pick one. And I'm, yeah, as a child of the 80s, yeah, man, I generally like to go back and revisit some of that insanity that was the 80s. So check out bunchofdorks.com. You're going to find Slow Robot A Go Go. The middle one is Two Dimension Podcast. That's all about comic books. I'm not on that one because I don't know about comic books. Then the bot, but they're a friend of mine. And then the bottom one is, of course, Bunch of Dorks. That's kind of like this show, but a little bit racier. We play things and we swear, and it has the explicit tag for a reason. And I often label that as the longest running podcast in the history of the internet, because that one's been going since 2005. That's a long time. Brr. Yes, and I have all those riches to prove for it. Anyway, here's some of this.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Now, on to the topic du jour. Since it's the Sunday before Christmas, and I know, although some of my gentle listeners might be scurrying about doing some last-minute shopping, yours truly included, most will have their stuff well done in advance. And Christmas has really changed over the years. I'm not doing the get off my lawn, you young whippersnappers. It was better in the olden days. It just seems like it has really morphed quite a bit. For one, the money spent. Wow. I don't think my presents for my entire first 25 years of life equal what one one Christmas equals now for kids. I don't have kids. I just have kittens or cats. And they're pretty easy. I just crumble up the paper that I when I unwrap something, and I throw it on the ground, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever!" So that's like kind of like a win-win, you know. My God, I hear people at work, you know, I sit by people that have kids, or you know, some are younger kids, and they're talking about all the stuff they're getting, the iPads, and the, you know, game systems are now like $600-$700. You're like, "Oh my God, how do you do it?" And they just give me the look like, "Yeah, beg, borrow, and steal, man. Credit reigns supreme." And it's just one of those things where you're like, yowza, you know, you just think of that. Like, think of if you're a parent, you know, and if you're a parent, I mean, obviously I'm talking, preaching to the choir, but if you're a parent nowadays, think of all the crap that you have to buy, that the parents have to buy for their kids that just didn't exist back when a phone hung on the wall. And when you left the house, that's where it stayed. And you know, at most your parents bought you like a good bike, and then go play, and that, just leave, you know, go away. Here's a football, you know, and now just like, oh my God, everything, like the bikes are expensive, clothing's expensive, and the constant like electronic upgrades. They need the iPad, they need a phone, they need like the flash drives, which I know flash drives are cheap as hell now, but they didn't used to be, for their homework, and oh my God, just to keep up with the kids. Because if you don't have those things, then you're not cool. And if you're not cool, then you're on the outs, you know. I don't know. I don't know how kids do it. I mean, I don't know how parents do it. And, oof. I don't know. You know, you just... everyone gets by. It's like, if you don't have it, you just don't have it. But I think of the money spent, you know, and then, of course, the consumerism machine ramps up going towards Christmas, and you see commercials where guys are getting Lexuses for Christmas. I'm like, what the hell? Who the hell's watching football that, oh, I'm going to go out and get my Lexus I got for Christmas. Me and the missus got a white and a red one just so we match. And I'm like, really? That's, wow. I don't, am I in this demographic? Should I be watching football anymore? No. And, you know, and just like, and TVs and huge giant TVs and all this electronic stuff. And I don't know, man. Do people really buy that much stuff? You know, and as when I was younger, we had a very tight budget, you know, and as I got older, you know, you get more comfortable, you get established, cars are paid off, things are paid off, you can spend a little bit more money, you know, but I never thought, like, you know, it's thousands of dollars at Christmas time. That's, you just, what the hell, you know, and just, you just have, I'm just happy to have family, friends, and a nice meal, you know, eat some food, watch a little bit of football, boom, done. I'm ready to go to sleep, nap. I'm ready to nap is what I mean. But just, it's really changed quite a bit, you know, and I think it, that's part of where the stress and strain of Christmas comes from, you know, and I'll talk about a little bit more about that after some music.
なんでか知らんけど、まあ、くじみたいなのがあるわけですけれどもね、そこに私、なんか、頑張ることを頑張り続けなさいって書いてあって、ちょっとショックっていうか、もう何をしたらいいのだろうかみたいな、よくわからんみたいな、そういう感じなんですよ。 Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. If I could write some words, don't you know, still the people will say cha, 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 let's go. So we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah, blah, cha.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I withdrawn that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why
okay.
I should have to turn down the radio because
yeah, all right, okay.
I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Milton.
All right, and I'm back. But wait, am I back? No, I'm not back because I cut that last song off a little bit. So I'm going to go back to the before times, and I'm going to play the rest of that awesome song. So let's listen to that. Then I'll be back, I hope.
Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to feed is true. And so you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. So if I could write some words, don't you know? Most of the people will say cha, 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 let's go. So we're just living this way, and we'll say it's a blah, blah, cha.
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't
shine. Okay, now I'm back, I promise. For now, that, my friends, was Petty Buka. I played Petty Buka Lou, and I played one I don't know the name of, And then I finish it off with half of blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. Then the commercial break. Then I teased you. Then the second half of blah, 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 cha, 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 which is one of my favorite waltzes or dances of all time. I'm lying. I don't even know if you can dance to it. Well, you can dance anything, but, you know, I don't know if you should. Anyway, well, I got to tell you, I was on the commercial break there. I was trying to log into one of my accounts. And I know I'm typing it correctly. No, incorrect. You know, as time progresses and as you get more and more electronic dumbness and more blah, 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 and more cha, 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 I need a spreadsheet with all the passwords. And then someone's going to hack that, I guess. I don't know. It's insanity. Like, for the longest time, you know, I just used the exact same one for, like, all things. And then at my work, it started getting a little bit progressive because they must have had a scare or something like that. Then there was these automated things that say, well, change it every month. And then I would just put a 1 and delete the 1. Then they got smart to that, and they were like, oh, nope, got to be different from the last 10. And you're like, oh, my God. And now everything's like that. And oh, my God, if you, you know, every little stupid thing got a, you know, Netflix. Well, okay, and then you forget it. Then you have to email. They email you some random number, and you put that in, and then you got to rechange it, but it can't be the same one that it was. And you're like, holy hell. Oh, do you ever see the Escape from L.A.? I would do that. If you know what I'm talking about, you know the ending. I would do that in a second. But I digress. Then how would you hear my melodic voice every Sunday at 10 p.m. here on Radio St. Pete? You wouldn't. But I would just stand on top of a mountain and, like, just yell out, I guess. It'd be the same thing as podcasting, you know, just dumber. But anyway, yeah. So, let's see, I was talking about holiday monies, and then I was talking about all the stress. Oof, stress builds up. You always hear about how people snap around the holidays, and it's, I can see it. You know, schedules are tight. You think of what you do day in and day out. You know, how much time do you have for you? None, usually, or a little. And, you know, and your work takes it up, and you're running around doing things. If errands you have to run, oh, my God, it just twists and pulls and turns. But hopefully, all my listeners were on the good side this year, you know. I'll have everything done by November. Now you're just sitting back with some eggnog, chilling to my music, my melodical voice and my musical choices. Speaking of musical choices, here's some more music that I've chosen for choice of choicing it. The word choice.
Call Recall for the memory of a lifetime.
For the memory of a lifetime. Recall, recall, recall.
Yeah. ックストライク Call me パンスト男には負けねえ差別社会 Fucking カースト母の優しい瞳と父の背中を見て育ちいつか世界を変えたいいつか変えてやるんだ
Fun, 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 till Daddy takes the T-Bird away. That was Reno Music. Those songs were called I Don't Know, I Don't Know, I Don't Know, and I Don't Know, because they were written all in Japanese. But I'm sure they were cool titles like Indie Circuit Rules and Hi Mao, This Song's For You, Merry Merry Christmas All of America, and I think the last one was called It Doesn't Matter What Your Name Is, starring The Rock. No? Yeah, probably not. I really hope I get more music from Reno Music, and I really also hope that I can find someone to translate those words, the titles, so I could tell you the titles. I would sound a little bit smarter, and it would serve them a bit more. But look them up online. Of course, Facebook. All these bands that I'm mentioning, just look them up on Facebook. They're all there. You know, that's like the meeting ground for everyone, and it's Facebook has slowly become more and more of a like a place where people kind of put their pages out there. I know we just recently started a video project. Me and Dr. Morbius now have a creature feature that we're doing each week. Not each week. We're going to try to get to each week, but right now we're just cranking them out. And it's old style creature features where we're kind of doing the skits and the intros and stuff. And that's on YouTube. But of course, it has a Facebook page. So if you look up Creature Feature with Doc and Clown, either on YouTube or on Facebook, you know, there we are. So like us if you can. If you're into that kind of stuff, if you like old movies or goofy movies or people goofing on movies, then that would be a good place for you to start. Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. But yes, so, you know, Reno Music is there, and of course, Petty Buka's out there. All these bands that I play have online presence, except for some. Every now and then, one of them I play is defunct, but that's a different story.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
One good thing I will say about this year's Christmas is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are like Wednesday and Thursday. So, like, everybody, like, well, not everybody, all the people that were, like, kind of forward-thinking with their yearly planning of vacation days, yours truly included, you know, parlayed those 3 days into, like, a two-week vacation, you know. What I did was I took the Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, and I took the next Monday and Tuesday. So, basically, I have a nice 10-day stretch, you know. Kind of cool. Got some good stuff coming up. Of course, partaking a little bit of alcoholic beverages, your favorite beer, maybe. I'm going to drink some nice cold beers. And one day I'm going to be going to meet my friend Joe, who is, you know, owner-operator of this illustrious Radio St. Pete movement. So that's going to be a fun time, you know. Just sit down, have a couple slices of pizza, and talk about what 2015 brings. That's one of the things that I do like the most about the holiday season. It's not about getting presents and that kind of stuff. For me, I always kind of think about what I hope the year will bring. And I mean, like, the usual, oh, I hope, you know, this, that, the other thing. Like, you know, think about your years as they come and go. You know, people you meet and leave, and things that change in your life. Things that you want to change in your life. Things that you want, that you hope you can set as a goal and achieve. You know, of course, there's always the hilarious, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, and then 3 days after, you know, January 4th, you're on the couch eating, you know, Doritos and watching football, and you're not losing that weight. But other things that are, you know, that are kind of, I always, whenever the new year comes around, I'm always filled with hopes. As much as I sound like a pessimistic person, I do have faith. I believe sometimes. I try to believe. And it doesn't always work out for me, you know. I am a realist as well. But I try to really just say, you know, this will be cool. Maybe we can do something, you know. 2015 for me, I'm hoping that this video project, you know, Creature Feature takes off, and all of a sudden, you know, we get people laughing and loving old movies and enjoying the Creature Feature segments. And I'm hoping that, you know, the podcasts all keep doing good. You know, they're getting, believe it or not, the numbers have been rising on pretty much all my shows. Not to like outrageous numbers or anything like that, but respectable for what they are. You know, a B-movie review podcast is always gonna, it's never gonna be like the hit with all the young kids. You know, it's very topic specific, you know, and it's not like wrestling or NASCAR that's gonna have a built-in huge audience, you know. But you know, so I always like to take time to reflect. Really like to get out to the St. Pete Beach or the Clearwater. I go to the Clearwater Beach. I'd like, hopefully over those 10 days, I want to go to the, you know, Clearwater Beach, and a nice walk on the beach, reminding me why I came to Florida, reminding me this bright, beautiful ocean out there, and, you know, things are okay, no matter how bad or good they are. Everything's okay, you know? So that's my hopes. That's my dreams. I am looking forward to vacation. I'll tell you what, this week has beat me down. I'm tired. So this is a much needed rest for these weary bones. Let's play one more music block before I go jump in my sleigh and visit all those chimneys. I'm not Santa Claus.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh. Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
All right, that was The Death Rays. Songs from a Vacuum. I played for you Man in Sheep's Clothing. And you know what, folks? That's going to be it for this week. Listen, have a happy, safe holiday season. Remember that family is the center of all of that. And if you don't have family, well, then have a few beers. And if you don't like beer, then, I don't know, listen to my podcast over and over ad nauseum. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. This has been the Indie Circuit Radio St. Pete exclusive. I hope you all have a happy holiday, Christmas, New Year, all that good stuff. And I'm going to see you next Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel.